This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Nora Shealy's with us. Dr. Sergey Shealy-Sorens with us. Both medical doctors. And, you know, we're talking about facts that we have seen, things that we have seen, witnessed firsthand, people really being sick. And one of the things that we really need to go over probably another time right now is what do we do? And frankly, I'm sitting here in the studio and I have Dr. Shealy's essentials. I have turmeric and curcumin. I have Dr. Shealy's youth formula. I have it here, and it's on the studio desk, so I absolutely, positively see it and make sure I take it multiple times per day because I'm in the studio many times a day, including on the weekends. So we broadcast from our farmhouse. It seems to me that the only thing that we can do, we have to breathe, and the skies are sprayed. Our water's contaminated. I mean, we need to drink pure water, filtered water. We need to take our vitamins and minerals and supplements. What about, do you have any thoughts about looking, reading labels and avoiding certain kinds of foods as well as taking supplements?
I would say best we can do for now is do your best. Realize that nothing is going to be perfectly perfect, but mindset is important. Hugely important, not that one of fear, but more so of, proactivity. Here's my options. Boom. This is what I can do. If this is what I have, then I'm going to make the best of this situation. That's it. Generally, meat, veggies, organic, well, if you can, great. If not, again, it's kind of hard, difficult to separate truly organic from pure from poisons of all sorts versus not. The poison is everywhere. But it might be better than not. Keep it clean, keep it easy, lots of water, lots of veggies, lots of greens, lots of stuff on the outside of the supermarket, and stay away from most of the stuff on the inside. But most important of all, mindset, because wherever your mind is, that's where you will be. If your mindset is in being proactive, healthy, not just in health, but in life, in auto care, in other words, in your profession, just literally take care of yourself or not. That's a choice. And
I'd like to say one more quick thing here,
but, to me, it's sure. Not a question of whether I die or not. I know I'm going to die. I already had several opportunities with near-death experiences, and plus we see a lot of death in medicine. It's just part of the picture. Everyone dies. Question is, are you truly living? And are you enjoying your life? And if you're not, worry, concern, physical issues, mental, emotional, not being centered, not being true to your core, in other words, spirit, soul, if you're not knowing your mission, the vision, values, why you're here, the purpose of your existence. I mean, it's just, and these are all things that need to still start from spirit, soul, mind, body, or mind, body, soul, soul, whichever way you want to look at it. But you got to start somewhere, and you got to line up the whole thing. And that's a full good life. Otherwise, we're short of it. Anyway, please go ahead. Yeah.
When you see a patient for the first time in the emergency room, do you ever have to bite your tongue because what you see is evidence of a lifestyle? Meaning, can you see that a person eats fast food and go, gosh, do you have to eat every meal at McDonald's?
Well, I've gotten almost fired about 3 or 4 times, and I walked away from several very good contracts because I did speak my mind on things that were common sense. And when somebody asks me for my opinion, I haven't learned to lie. In other words, I choose not to lie. I've learned not to say things that are at unnecessary times, but I have not learned to tell lies. So when somebody asks me, why they're feeling crappy, and they're, I'll tell them. Now I've learned not to go in the direction of the emergency room because most of the people who are there for a reason, and they're not willing to change. And I've had several complaints for telling people not to, to consider quitting smoking in the middle of a pneumonia. That's infringing on their rights and how dare I. You know, I've had people complain about, severe arthritis with a weight of about 400 pounds in a 5'2" frame. Of course those knees are going to feel it, but that's not what the person wanted to hear. Lots of stuff.
You know, we have, there's a customer that comes here, and this is a senior citizen, and she's really short of breath, and she has COPD, she smokes, and has, and I asked her, how's your doctor feel about that? And so she said, well, I just came back from the doctor's, and he said, well, it'd be good if she quit smoking, but she said, but I get pleasure in that. I get pleasure. It's one of the few pleasures that she has. So she's going to continue killing herself. It makes no sense. I'm sure you've been there with the same exact, maybe not that patient, but maybe thousands just like her, right?
Well, here's the thing, and this is my evolution over time. So I grew up in the 80s with this concept of, you've been around for a while. Remember, don't do drugs, the campaign in the 80s, or remember that egg picture, somehow that got burned into my mind, my consciousness. Just the picture of an egg, this is your brain, crack the egg, this is your brain on drugs, and so on and so forth. And then that includes alcohol, smoking, and all the other stuff, and, lots of different things. It turns out, actually, that the drugs that are even more concerning than the street drugs, and I'm not advocating street drugs, is the pharmaceutical drugs that are killing more people. That's number one. There is a reason they're called drugs, folks. That's one aspect. And I think I may have gotten off the topic, but Vincent, just bring me back, please, to where was the main thing that we were talking about, because I think I had a point there to make somewhere.
The point that we were circling around is, do you have to bite your tongue when you see people and say, it's like that commercial I saw it back in 1980 or around the 80s, and Robert Allen was telling people how to invest in real estate. And he said, look, if you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do and don't do it. Well, so if you don't want to be fat, watch what fat people do and don't do it, right? If you don't want to have diabetes, watch what people who have diabetes do and don't do it.
Vincent, but this is where I differ a little bit from Dr. Shealy, my dad, and my guru. Again, there's no right or wrong here, but Dr. Shealy is very adamant. He'll tell you if you're not 19, if you're not in the top 2.5%, you're not really healthy. And yes. Technically, in the pure, from a pure standpoint, he's absolutely right. But here's the thing. Why do people do what they do? And this is what I started realizing. When you have a chain smoker or somebody who drinks and it's not good for their health, they keep doing it. And this comes from NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, but there is lots of common sense with this as well. Why do people do what they do? Why do they spend money that they don't have? And why do they do things that make them cough more and make them inflamed and so on and so forth and destroy their testosterone? And, I can go on and on and on. Why? Because they have a need. They have a physiological need that this substance, this habit is fulfilling. And in this case of smoking, it's nicotinic receptors that are basically supporting the person's from crashing. So when I see a person who's a smoker, I used to be on I used to do a lot of silly things, you know, what I call silly now. I used to argue with people about their smoking, their alcohol. I mean, now I just literally ask, what is it serving you? What is it doing for you? And would you like to replace that? But in order to replace that, you've got to bring in the good stuff. You've got to bring in all that stuff that makes you feel good from inside out, the balance, the lifestyle, the stress management, the supplements proper, mental mindset, of challenges into opportunities, not just problems, and not running away, but literally facing what you got. There's all this stuff, but that's a mindset. So I wouldn't tell somebody now to quit smoking, especially in stressful times, unless they develop other tools that are better than that, because that's not going to be a permanent solution. And then that person is going to feel bad for not, you know, for not being able to quit, because if it's like it's a crutch. If your leg is still broken, you want to get off the crutch too premature, you're going to hurt yourself more. But don't wait around too long. When you don't need it anymore, get rid of it.
I believe your dad, Dr. Shealy's position, and please correct me if I don't have this right, but I believe that I heard him say, and I believe his position is, that if you are on medication, pharmaceutical medication, mm-hmm. for more than, let's say, 6 months, you are damaging your body with that, and you are shortening your life.
Correct.
I believe that's his position. And is that right?
Yeah, and here's the quick physiological reason why. It's probably, if you're, it's a, I'll give you another analogy. If you have, like, in the hospital, in the emergency room, a beeping machine, and all you do is you press the silence button. That's what you're doing when you're dealing with the symptoms. The underlying issue why the machine is beeping is it needs to be corrected in the first place. It could be obstruction in the IV. It could be a person maybe holding their arm, you know, bent or otherwise. But it could be as simple as an infiltrated IV. It might be the wrong, you know, it's an indicator. It lets you know something is happening. Pay attention. Or don't. But pay attention if you can.
In my case, and I'm okay with talking about this because I think there's some lessons that can be learned. So I had this really serious lung problem, and I was put on a substance called Advair. And I got to tell you, when you first go on it, it's like a miracle. It's unbelievable. You can go from being debilitated to feeling great. But then the cough starts, the pneumonia start, the infections start, and overall your health gets worse and worse and worse. At least this is my opinion. Class, right. Don't believe anything you hear me say. This is just, these are my experiences. So I weaned myself off that.
Yeah.
Against medical advice, but not against Dr. Shealy's medical advice.
Right. Yeah. Now you gotta be able to trust somebody in this world, and you know, Dr. Shealy brings up how many decades of experience with him. My God, you know. So, Vincent. So here's why. In the short of it is there is Dr. Cellier in the 40s and 50s has done an incredible amount of research on GAS, General Adaptation Syndrome, three stages of stress. Stage one, acute stress. That means, let's say we get a situation, we resolve it, cortisol goes up, DHEA goes up, anti-stress, boom, we're better. Stage two, cortisol's still there, DHEA is exhausted. We are maladapted. Stage three, we crash. And that's that. So, don't get to stage three.
Right. Are you, do you have more time or do you have to run?
Unfortunately, I need to get back to the office, brother.
Thank you so much. I'll see you guys next week.
Extendivite really
works. Thank you so much.
Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, looks like it's just me. And that was a great class with Dr. Norm Shuley and Dr. Sergey Shuley-Soren. And that's where I discussed my hypothesis, my theory, that we all got sick from spring. And I believe that's how I originally got sick several years ago, about 5 years ago. I said to my family, this is going to get me. And I saw them spraying overhead, and man, did it get me. So I've been recovering, and you know, I'm feeling really, really good. And so anyway, I just want to let you know that I've weaned myself all the medications that were killing me. And, you know, I think I'll discuss something that I'm doing that I'm not a doctor. I'm not practicing medicine. But there is something, and you can't make this yourself. You cannot make this yourself because of the purity that's required. It's got to be done in a facility that makes sterile products. But you know, there's a saline solution that comes in a little ampule. It's kind of like, you know, you have this compressor and this nebulizer, and there's a saline solution. It's just salt water, but it has to be sterile, or you'll really infect yourself. And you can, I'm not saying you, I take an ampule of a saline solution. It comes in 0.9%, which is very, very mild, 3%. and 7%, 7% will choke a horse. And I put that in the cleaned cup, a nebulizer cup. I sterilize it before use and after use with a small amount of vinegar. And I rinse it with water in a small peanut butter jar, plastic peanut butter jar. Clean water. And after I rinse it out, then I add some vinegar, like about a teaspoon of vinegar, to the water, to the emptied peanut butter jar. Shake the vinegar around, full strength white vinegar, distilled vinegar, sterilize it. Then pour that off after, you know, several minutes. Rinse, dry it, and use a compressor to blow out any passages that might have the rinse water in it. And then I inhale about three really deep lungs full of saline solution. And it's an irritant. And it causes your tissue, your lung tissue, to expel anything in there. And it prevents infection, in my opinion. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, and I haven't looked at any of this under a microscope. Although I do have a stereo microscope, a lab-grade microscope. I haven't done that yet. I guess that's what I need to do next. I need to pursue a career in biology. But it works. And it cuts down the infections to almost zero. So, is this medicine? I don't think it is. I think it's just salt water, of which the body circulates 100% of the time when you're alive. It's the body's electrolyte. So, I mean, what's the first thing that happens when you go into a hospital? You know, you go into the ER. Isn't one of the first things that happens? You get on either a saline drip or a glucose drip. Isn't that what happens? I think it does. So, anyway, that's, you know, I guess I should talk about that with Dr. Sergey and Dr. Norm Shuley next week. But that's what I do. So I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that's what I do. But why is it not prescribed by doctors for patients who have respiratory conditions and who seem to enjoy infections? If you prevent the infection from getting hold, you don't need the antibiotics that destroy your immune system. I'm just musing here. And okay, so, you know, there's some great men in our history here in the United States. Oh, by the way, no calls today, okay? It's just me. One of the quotes from General George S. Patton, absolutely brilliant man. A pint of sweat saves a gallon of blood. A pint of sweat saves a gallon of blood. Absolutely true. Also, a stitch in time saves nine. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA News Update. The Speaker of the House is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives. The House elects its Speaker at the beginning of a new Congress. This year, that is Tuesday, tomorrow, at noon Eastern. Representative Kevin McCarthy is the frontrunner for the roll call vote. Marvel actor Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after getting into a snowplow accident on Sunday. The Hawkeye star was injured in Nevada after experiencing a weather-related accident while plowing in a big snowplow. Jeremy was reportedly airlifted to an area hospital near Reno, Nevada. Russia fired multiple drones overnight to attack parts of Ukraine. It's reported dozens were shot down on Monday. Three civilians were killed on New Year's Eve by Russian missiles. Four people were killed after two helicopters crashed near SeaWorld on the Gold Coast in Australia Monday afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys? You've got your...
Take my new gummy season. For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I wasn't going to take calls today, but I see that Greg just called me, so I can put Greg on. Hey, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to discuss something that kind of bothers me. It's a term they call antibiotics. They put you on antibiotics when you're sick. And as we know, antibiotics not only destroy the infection, but they also destroy the good biotics in your gut, which is your immune system. And some people use the term There's the probiotic, of course, and then there's natural antibiotics. I'd like to talk about natural antibiotics and why I think it's a misnomer. Because we all know what biotics are. There's good biotics and there's bad biotics. It's life. They've done studies, for instance, with pine oil. They found that pine oil kills cancer cells, but it does not kill healthy cells. So is it really an antibiotic? Your thought on that?
Well, you know, vinegar is used for treatment as a, I don't know if it would be considered an antibiotic, a natural antibiotic or not, but honey works really well as well. So
yes, there you go.
I can tell you this. Dr. Shealy, I don't want to practice medicine. Dr. Shealy recommended that if someone is on an antibiotic, has to be, and he does not want to take antibiotics personally. He does not want to do it. But he, on air, recommended a course of, if you have to, alternate between antibiotics and probiotics. So let's say you're going to take an antibiotic in the morning, in the evening you take a probiotic to kind of counterbalance the damage that the antibiotics have done to your digestive system and your immune system. So literally, our family takes probiotics every day. And I was on a course prescribed, I got off it years ago, but a pulmonologist had me on azithromycin every other day for life. It was killing me. And when Dr. Shealy learned that, he said, oh my. That's all he had to say, those two words, oh my. And the way he said it, the intonation, I immediately weaned myself off the antibiotics and continued with his protocol of probiotics. And I have not ceased taking probiotics for years, every single day. And it worked. So I'm not practicing medicine class. I'm not suggesting you do anything. But what I am doing is telling you my story. Greg?
Yeah, I agree. I had an aunt that had quite a few infections, and the doctor said, I'm just going to put you on an antibiotic. You will no longer need to go in for a prescription. You just show them this little note, and you can go in and you can continually take these antibiotics. And she realized the same thing. Well, if the antibiotic is destroying my immune system, the good biotics, then eventually I'm going to catch something that I'm not going to be able to get rid of. And she got off those things. So it's just a really, really touchy situation. I mean, there are some, you know, there are things that antibiotics that have done when people have been injured in war and had an operation and they get an internal infection, the antibiotics have saved their lives. And so they do have a place. But immediately after the infection is done, the thing to do is to rebuild what you've just destroyed, because you've got to have that protection. And there are things called probiotics that it's just a very vague term. What is a probiotic? Well, there's Acidophilus and there's Bifidus. They are human strains of Acidophilus and Bifidus. Most of the time you see a probiotic, it's usually derived from bovine. There are a couple companies that actually make human strain Acidophilus and Bifidus. You'd have to do your research to find them, but that is what I would suggest looking into. That's just my thoughts. I wanted to give you a little warning today because we got some snow out here, quite a few inches overnight, so it's going to be heading your way. I went out there again and I looked at the structure of the snow crystals, and it's, of course, a jumble. There's no snowflakes that have any structure to them. Your thoughts back to you.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it, Greg, because Mrs. Finelli had the opportunity to meet up with one of our neighbors across the road. I'm talking about this neighbor is, I don't know, 40 feet away from our farm. And during this rapid freeze, this man-made freeze, as Dane Wigington and I discussed on USA Prepares on a Monday, this rapid freeze caused one of our mama cows, who was pregnant, to immediately give birth in minus 7 degrees. Premature birth. It shocked her system. It destroyed her clock. And the calf died. Absolutely otherwise beautiful calf. Magnificent. Mrs. Finelli was talking with our neighbor. Same exact thing happened to them. They are messing with Mother Nature. They are killing people. They are killing wildlife. They're killing livestock. And it's real serious. And it's so now, one of the things that we do is bring first-hand exclamation points to class. It's not just the Finellis. It's not like we're not paying attention. It's not like we're not out with the cows multiple times a day. It's not like we're checking on all of them every single day. And we give them the best hay we can and enough of it. And we make sure that they have areas that are that can protect them. And it's not enough. There's no way we can bring a herd of cows into a barn. There's no way. The barn would have to be too big. It's impossible for us to do that. No farm, there's not a single farmer I know that can do that. Not one. So, we have, and here's something I wanted to talk about as well. It's on my list for today. Your government, your federal government, has had solar tax credits. They have encouraged people to spend hard-earned money for the possibility of getting a credit from the government, pay less taxes. So if you have a tax bill, it can be reduced by, let's say, a 30% for the amount that you spend on your solar system. Great idea. It encourages that behavior. Except for one thing. Oh, by the way, we don't make solar panels here in the United States. They come from Asia. All of them. So we are taking U.S. dollars, sending them over to China, where they make these solar panels. The U.S. government is promising tax credits. And everything sounds good. You can generate electricity and get money back. You can sell it to your utility company. And you can use it.
Yeah, by the way, for pennies on the dollar.
Right. So when we buy at our farm, when we buy electricity from the grid, we pay about 10 cents per kilowatt, actually maybe 11 now, plus $27 for the meter charge. When we sell it to them, we had to buy the meters to sell it back to them, about $400, maybe even $600. To sell it back to them at 2.1 cents. What a racket, right?
Yeah, it's a racket.
Here's the thing. Here's the salient point in this whole discussion. Joe turned off the sun. So what happened was for about, well, it's going on 8 weeks, no sun. No sun to speak of. He has occluded the sun with spraying. So in one way, he's encouraging y'all to buy solar panels, build the system, and then it won't work because there's no sun. Now, is he alone in this? No. No, in England, they said, years ago, they said, boy, you know, we've got to have more efficient vehicles. You all ought to be buying diesels. Diesel cars, that's where it's at. Diesel car, that's true. And then they said, we're choking. The diesel exhaust is killing us. So they have a tax if you go into London for diesel vehicles. Now, do you think that the military has catalytic converters, you know, to reduce the alleged pollution on their tanks, on their jets, on their ships, on their trucks, on their excavators, on their mobile howitzers? Do you think they have pollution controls on that? You think Joe's got pollution controls on the beast?
Well, do you see any license plates on their vehicles either? They're exempt from all that. They exempt themselves. And I've got a question for you.
So Greg, let's just finish this for just a second.
Okay.
Am I wrong that solar energy has been decreased over the last eight weeks because of the occlusion of the sun by the spraying and this nondescript cloud cover that is preventing the sun's rays from landing on Earth? Am I confused, or is it happening where you
No.
are too?
Yeah. In fact, this question has to do with both of the subjects that we're talking about. Both subjects. Okay. I've got a question for you. If you manipulate the weather and it kills people and it kills animals, what, are you guilty of something?
Absolutely. And it would be called omnicide. Everything. Omni. Everywhere. Side. Killing. Killing everything. Everything that's alive. Everything. Insects, trees, plants, grass, cows, chickens, us, everything.
And so we are actually manipulating creation. And what's the result of that? Well, we're seeing it. Murder.
Yeah, murder. Murder. And I got to tell you, I'm debating whether I should put the pictures of these animal deaths in the book, which I'm working on every day. The book, 5 Minute University. Got a couple thoughts when we come back. I want to share them. It's about electricity. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, class. Lessons from 5 Minute University. Greg is called in. So, Greg and class, I've been telling you that we have an overvoltage condition and it's persistent. Well, I've been measuring it for a couple weeks now. This thing is insidious. So in our kitchen, I mentioned that we have a all freezer, 17 cubic feet, right next to, adjacent to, an all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet. It's a match set made by Frigidaire. And Whirlpool used to make it, and they discontinued it. And so we ended up with a Frigidaire set, $750 a piece. So it's not like it's a $5,000 refrigerator and freezer combo. It's $1,500 total. Okay, so the compressor on the refrigerator started making noise because we had an overvoltage condition. And when the thermostat shut off the compressor, it would go bang, 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 as the compressor spun down to a stop. And I looked at the voltage, and it was high. So 120 volts is the nominal voltage for your outlets in the United States of America, plus or minus 5%. That brings it to 114 at the low, 126 at the high. Well, I bought this device years ago, and it's made by Triplite, T-R-I-P-P-L-I-T-E. And they make a line conditioner set slash a voltage regulator, automatic voltage regulator. I plugged the refrigerator into it, and it stopped making that noise. This thing will regulate down or trim down through a multi-tap transformer and a little computer circuit board that looks at the voltage, and it will adjust the voltage to closer to that 120 volts. If it's high, it'll bring it down. If it's low, it'll bring it up. And it works.
Sounds like that's it. This, you know what this sounds like? This whole overvoltage sounds like to me?
Yeah, it sounds like let's wear out equipment.
Gain of function in the electrical industry.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can destroy. And,
right.
You know, yeah.
All right, so let me tell you about the equipment. So there's a 600-watt model, LC, triplet, brand, LC, as in line conditioner, dash 600. That's for 600 watts. They've got a 1200-watt model, which we have, LC-1200. And then there's the 1200, and then there's version A, B, and A and B. So the version without the suffix of A or B has indicator lights to tell you what the voltage is. And it's five LEDs. It starts out at the bottom. It's a vertical string of LEDs. The lowest is very low voltage. Then the next LED upward is low, and then normal, and then high, and then very high. So it has five LEDs. Ours is hanging out between normal and high all the time. And it's constantly switching between normal and high, normal and high. So it's telling me that our voltage is high pretty often. And I have it in the kitchen, and where it's really easy to look at. It's hooked up to our refrigerator and our freezer. And it's saying high a lot of the time. So when it's high, it brings the voltage down to closer to normal. It reduces it. And the sound of that compressor going bang, 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 stopped when I use this. So in the kitchen, I have right now an LC-1200A, no lights. But I have a kilowatt meter telling me what the voltage is. And our voltage is hanging around 124 point something volts pretty often. Too often. And it's causing problems. I have also connected a LC-1800, which is an 1800-watt model, with the LEDs. And it's really great to look at those LEDs. It's going to cost you about $100, class, if you want to buy one of these used. And they are used. And they're about 25 to 30 years old. But it's just a transformer with a circuit board and some relays. It's absolutely fabulous.
Maybe they're trying to improve the economy by making people buy more products.
Well, okay, so Greg, I think you know, that's what we've uncovered here. I think it's like the old light bulb trick in the 1930s, where the Japanese light bulbs were rated at 120 volts. The electric power companies were encouraged to increase the voltage to like 130, and what happened was those darn Japanese light bulbs kept burning out. But the U.S. ones were designed to run at 130 volts.
That's the way they operate, especially right. When the government gets involved in business. Now they have the control to make you buy more things. You know, there's something called Planned Parenthood. Well, now they're involved in Planned Humanhood. In other words, they're taking out not just children, but people in general. Maybe that's what we had to coin a phrase called planned humanhood.
So, Greg,
whether you should be alive or not.
As far as this electricity thing is concerned, it's a real problem. Because we are finding out that appliances are quitting if there are just a few years. And people think that's normal. Well, the solution is an automatic voltage regulator. Triplight is the company, and there's another company called APC, American Power Conversion. I have not completed my study of the American Power Conversion one, but they make one as well. And I'll let you know, class, what the results are of that test and comparing it to the Triplight. They're both top of the line. Both. Greg, thank you so much for calling. Tomorrow it's Rich.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.